This is Cyber Defense Radio with your host and cybersecurity expert, Gary Malefsky. Gary brings to you another globally recognized cybersecurity executive in the hot seat today.
With Chris Manson, the CEO of SiloBreaker. Chris, welcome.
Thank you.
So SiloBreaker does something very unique. Most companies in cybersecurity are talking about their AI solution to catch the malware, right? You're on a different tangent that is so critical and important. Visualization of unstructured data to deal with a new kind of threat?
Yeah, that's very much the case. I mean, we found that so much of cybersecurity today is focused on the technical structured threat data. And as soon as you're trying to put that in the context of what's going on in the world at large, you sort of don't have the data. And the information security industry never had that data. So we can add and hopefully provide more of a holistic approach to threat intelligence, rather than just focusing on indicators that you'll throw into your SIEM or TIP.
So give me an example. Is unstructured data an employee traveling the world of social media?
Could be social media, but there's so much else out there. I mean, I think most people agree that 90% of all data out there is unstructured. So it's very text heavy. It's difficult to sift through. Yet most teams are still doing exactly that. They're focusing on the access to data rather than using technology to make sense of it and find things quicker and see things clearer. So it could be social, it could be news, blogs, feeds, forums, it could be on the surface web, it could be on the deep and dark web. There is tons of unstructured data out there, which inherently have a lot of information. But we know that intelligence is a data problem. It's a data problem in the sense that most of it is noise. And trying to get to the golden nuggets that is really important for the companies is difficult. It's a data problem, like we talked about, unstructured versus structured. And most companies still focus on structured data because it's easier to deal with. And the third problem, which is a data problem for intelligence purpose, is internal versus external. And most people have pretty good idea what's going on in the internal sphere and what they're producing internally. But as soon as they turn to the external side, that's when they get nervous because they don't quite know what to get to and how to get to it.
So I was talking to a CEO about the cloud, and he was telling me, in a typical bank, we have 40 or 50 cloud-based apps, but then a friend of mine did the audit of that bank and found they have over 900 apps in the cloud. Now, is this an issue that you can help deal with, or is it usually that's a login to a database of some service that the company's using?
Yeah, that's probably more of the latter. I think the problems that we try to look at could be either most companies obviously interested in where their assets are being mentioned in the unstructured data. That's certainly a big intelligence use case, of course.
Okay.
And whether that is email domains or IP addresses or just the names of executives and so on, that's the kind of stuff that they would be able to extract. So we try to collect a lot of that data, contextualize it, and if we do that well enough, i.e. finding structure in the unstructured data, then we can visualize the results using very traditional visualizations, networks, geomapping, pie charts, whatever it might be, and with the same ambition over and over again, helping people to sort of get that situation picture quicker.
Let's say I'm one of your customers and I'm this big bank. What kind of unstructured data would you have found for me that saves me from a threat or a breach?
I think in the bank case, it's primarily pay sites and that type of form data that you may find both on the open and then the deep and dark, because that's typically where their assets are being presented in data dumps, in leaks, whatever it might be. It could be credit cards, credit card numbers or credit card series. Could be, employees, email addresses, anything like that. So in the bank case, we typically see them finding things that they weren't, aware of in paysite data or deep and dark web.
How long does it take for you to visualize this kind of information for a client if events are happening around the world? And do you provide them kind of a global map?
Yeah, I mean, we try to do it real time. I mean, harvesting data from the web is never real time, but as quickly as possible. And we do that in a few different ways. I mean, we rely on subcontractors when it comes to the deep and dark web. We work with partners. Our focus is very much on the technology rather than on the collection of data. But the collection access to data, as you know, is quite simple in the sense that it used to be an advantage to have access to data. data, access to data today is almost a given. It's, you know, what you do with it. So we try to have a very real-time approach to it. And that's the beauty of technology, of course, that when the technology is going through and processing all that data using all kinds of technology, and this is where we can throw in the usual buzzwords, AI, machine learning, and all that. Yes, of course, you need to use that. Mm-hmm. But the idea is very much to serve up those results as and when they happen.
Now, I've got another buzzword for you. Chris, most people are talking about, here it comes, GDPR.
Yeah.
Right? And it sounds scary, and I've been flooded with emails of new privacy policies and websites I used to be able to visit in a click take me 10, 20 clicks now because they keep popping up warnings that they're going to collect more and more information on me. They're going to ask me questions over and over. It's pretty scary. It seems like GDPR has woken people up, that their data is ending up in databases and we are at risk of data theft. But then what about the unstructured issue?
Yeah.
You can probably help people comply with GDPR in a way they weren't thinking.
It's funny you say that. We've actually talked internally about how we can apply our technology to be a GDPR tool for others. I don't think we have the time right now to focus on it, but you're absolutely right. But I think we found, because GDPR has affected all of us, and I think we found, it's draining resources for every company now who's trying to go through, map all the data they have and what to do with it. But there is sort of a spring cleaning aspect to it as well, because I think most companies have realized that, you know, they sit on a lot of data and they hold it and they store it for you know, time periods that has no relevance to it. And I think in that sense, people are putting good disciplines and good processes in place to protect the privacy of really everyone. So I think it's sort of been a situation where you many times just feel absolutely drained after another 3-hour session with lawyers about going through GDPR. But I think in the end, it's probably going to work out pretty well.
Great. And one thing I'm curious about with Cyberbreaker is, are you going to help medium-sized businesses? Are you going to work with MSSPs? Or is it pure, like, go to the big Fortune 10,000 around the globe?
So far, we've only focused on the big ones, and it's kind of almost counterintuitive that we get so much traction with the big ones considering how small we are. But I think that realization of cyber is so much more than IT, where do you draw the line between other types of risks and threats, that maturity is clearly a big company's type of maturity. And I think we haven't seen the small and medium-sized companies come to that realization yet. And they don't think about intelligence in the same way as the really big companies do. I think if we're going to approach that, it will probably be through managed services and other providers. And we're already doing it, you know, through some of our partners that way. But for the time being, we're really looking at the big guys.
Have you thought of putting out some kind of informational report or white paper on this whole concept of visualization of this unstructured data and the risk of the threats?
We have some of it, and we actually come out with both dailies and weeklies that, you know, anyone can sign up to, where we just show on a daily or weekly basis how and what we find, and, you know, obviously use some of our visualizations in that as well. That is sort of a newsletters that go out to all our customers, but, you know, anyone can really sign up to them and see the power of the technology that way.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
Well, I just want to thank you for the interview. It was wonderful, and it's really new and innovative. So you've got to go to silobreaker.com, check them out so you can get his daily or weekly newsletter at no charge and learn more about this incredible company that's solving a problem that a lot of people didn't think about and visualizing something that's so important. You're going to have data leakage and loss in unstructured data, and it's time to really lock it down with Silobreaker.
You've been listening to Cyber Defense Radio. Stay tuned next time for another amazing and informative episode. CyberDefenseRadio.com is proudly part of the Cyber Defense Media Group, where InfoSec knowledge is power.